Hi, thanks for letting me come over. I know it was last minute. I'm not intruding, am I? I just texted asking to come by and it's late. Really? Okay, thanks. Some chamomile tea would be great. Thanks. It helps with the nausea and, I'm not supposed to have too much caffeine. So, like I said, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. Oh yeah, everything is good with me, and the little bean is doing great. I had a checkup today. I didn't tell you because I knew you might have worried when it was just routine stuff. I'm looking in good shape, and next week I can go for the first scan and get a look. None of this was planned, but I'm happy that everything seems to be going so smoothly. It's totally worth a little morning sickness, some sensitive boobs, and a nose like a bloodhound. Did you miss me while I was out of the office? Oh, come on. You can get by a day without me around, I'm sure. Listen, I know you. You're being polite, but I know you're dying to know why I asked to come over here out of the blue. Of course you are. You don't work beside someone for as long as we have without learning a few of their tics. People don't call me your work wife for nothing. It's about our last work party, actually. That one. How much do you remember of it? Yes, I recall very well exactly how drunk you were. I just thought, what's the very last thing you remember? It's okay if things are a bit hazy. Just try, please. Okay. I still can't believe you woke up on your floor. You were trashed. Well, during the party, you told me some things and did some things that I think I'd like you to know about. So, just let me tell you. We sat beside each other at dinner, remember? Well, I should have been a better friend when Mike was feeding you booze, but you were having fun and you rarely let yourself cut loose. You're always so disciplined, and I didn't see any harm in it, and it was a party. And when we were all done eating, I suggested we get some air. I did. Well, you had a buzz on for sure, but you weren't a mess. At least I don't think you were. I was feeling pretty good too. Do you remember what I was wearing? Nothing wrong with that memory. I was wearing a nice red blouse and a black miniskirt. Do you remember what you said about it? No? You're not just saying that because you're embarrassed, right? Well, you might be embarrassed because you told me I look sexy. Actually, your exact words were, "You look so fucking sexy tonight." I guess a little skin and something that hugs my curves is what it takes to get a juicy compliment from you. It was flattering. No, really. Listen, guys compliment me often enough, but it's nice to be desired, you know? I could tell you meant it from the look in your eyes. If you're blushing at that, you better strap in. It didn't stop there. We were all alone out there, which was a good thing, because you pulled me in for a kiss. You did. You put your hands on my waist and brought me close to you. It was good. I was a little flustered, as you might have guessed. May I continue? Yes, there's more. Are you ready? So we went back inside and we were walking down the hallway back to the party. We were waiting for the elevator and you were quiet. I didn't know what was on your mind. I thought maybe you were nervous about the kiss or what you said. Are you sure you don't remember this? Okay. The doors opened and we stepped inside and you were all over me. You pressed me against the wall before I knew what was happening. You pinned me as our mouths met. It was very intense. It happened, I promise. I have proof. Yes, I do. Just let me tell you the story. So the elevator climbed, and soon we would arrive back at the party. You kept going and going, and I was afraid we were going to get caught. People already joke about us at work, and I didn't want to fuel rumors. I guess you figured that out, and so you intervened. You had enough of your faculties to let me go and press the button for the floor beneath the party. I didn't understand at first. I was still breathless and in shock, not to mention straightening my clothes in case we ran into someone. I had never seen that side of you before. The elevator car came to a stop and the bell dinged, and you grabbed me by the wrist and pulled me down the empty corridor. I was too stunned to react, so I hurried along as best I could. I was like a passenger in my body. Maybe it was the wine I had, or the shots we had with Mike and Stacy, or maybe it was the thrill of it and how spontaneous it was. It was exciting. Oh, you found the place you wanted, and you pulled me in, and you closed the door behind me, and we were locked away together. You were on me right away. My body was sandwiched between you and the door. Your mouth was on mine. You kissed me hard, and you bit my lip. It happened. But you wanted more. Your hands groped what you'd been admiring outside a few minutes before, feeling up my breast, squeezing my ass. No, it wasn't like that. I liked it. You were rough and demanding, and it was so raw. I was moaning like a slut. I couldn't stop myself. You broke off the kiss and looked me in the eyes, and there was only the sound of the two of us breathing hard in that room. I thought you were going to change your mind. Instead, you bent down a bit, grabbed my thighs and lifted me up. My heart went into my throat then. I remember gasping. There was a table in the room, and you put me on it, on my back. No, don't speak. Let me tell you. My skirt was loose, so you hiked it up easily. I was turned on and a little terrified, too. I didn't know what to do. You reached down and began to rub me through my panties. I'd wanted to feel sexy that night, and they were little black ones with lace trim. You growled when you felt me, and my heart skipped a beat. I remember being embarrassed at just how wet I was. You were hard on me, and it made me whimper and squirm. I couldn't help it. I pulled you on top of me for a kiss. Even though you were taking the lead, I wanted things too. You made me come like that. I clenched my jaw and I tried to keep quiet. While I was laying there seeing stars, you peeled my panties down my legs. When I came to my senses, what? I was cum drunk. It happens. Anyway, that's when I heard you pulling down your zipper. I asked you if you had a condom, and your eyes were fiery, and you told me no as you pulled out your cock. You were so hard. I told you I wasn't on any birth control. I'd broken up with my boyfriend a few months before, and I wanted to switch off the pill, but I wasn't in a rush. I wasn't seeing anyone, and I was always careful, despite what my current state might suggest. You told me that you wanted to fuck me. I moaned. It had been so long, and I was horny. I told you that you had to pull out. You didn't hold back another second. You buried yourself to the hilt in my pussy. And then you started fucking me, just like you promised. It wasn't sex or making love. You were pounding into me so hard, the whole table was shaking. You were going crazy and bringing me with you. I would have never expected it from you. You've always been so gentle and sweet to me, a real gentleman. But that night, you were a beast. Oh, it was rough and hard. You had this wild gleam in your eyes. You were groaning and grunting and growling. I was holding on for dear life. You were ramming your cock into me with these powerful thrusts. Sorry, I'm getting carried away. Maybe I should have asked for ice water instead of tea. I just wanted you to know what it was like, truly. I should continue. There's more to tell you. I knew you were getting close. You were going so fast, and you were getting louder and louder. I felt your body tensing. I warned you, pull out. You have to pull out. You didn't stop. In fact, you went faster. I was so nervous. I felt you thrusting into me with nothing protecting my womb. I grabbed your shirt, trying to get you to hear me. I warned you about the risk. You hadn't spoken the whole time we were fucking, but you had plenty to say then. You told me. You said, I want to come in you. I want to flood your pussy with my seed. My mind screamed no, but my body didn't want you to stop. You were so deep, grinding away on my clit, and you told me you were going to blow inside me despite the risk. Your hands were tight on my thighs. I was locked in place, and I started to come so hard. I was helpless. You went as deep as you could, and I felt you firing your load inside of me as you roared in orgasm. Oh, it was so powerful. Afterward, we kissed and touched each other's bodies as we caught our breath. I couldn't believe what had happened. What was done was done. It took us a while, but we eventually went back to the party. We rode the elevator back up and tried to rejoin everyone. And for the rest of the night, I could feel you inside me, your jizz dampening my panties. And the guys had gotten even drunker while we were gone, and they were soon passing us drinks, and it helped with my nerves, but it also made things more illicit. We had this secret, and the evidence was under my skirt. You were looking at me like you were proud. Maybe it was just my imagination, but you were smiling, and that fire was still in your eyes. I tried not to notice, But every time I took a peek your way, you were watching me so intently. Then you got too drunk. I put you in a cab and I called my own. And when I got home, I kept replaying everything. How you overpowered me, how you took me, the feelings and the sounds and that look. Can I confess something, please? I touched myself that night, reliving it with your sticky seed in me. Maybe it was the alcohol intensifying the events of the night in my mind, I don't know. I texted you the next morning, remember? I was nervous. I had no idea how you felt, though I at least knew you were attracted to me. I said, last night was crazy, and you replied you were so hungover and couldn't remember anything. I didn't know what to do. Were you trying to pretend nothing happened so we could go back to normal? I had no idea. Then when you came into the office on Monday, you acted exactly the same. No awkwardness or shyness. You even got me my favorite donuts as a thank you for getting you home safely. You were your sweet, wholesome self again. But I had seen another side, and I couldn't get that out of my mind when I looked at you. I know you've probably put this together already. I see it on your face. You're wide-eyed and look like you're in shock. 2 weeks later, I miss my period. 3 weeks after the party, the Friday after work, I picked up a pregnancy test from the pharmacy down the street. A big pair of pink lines was how I started my weekend. I hadn't been with anyone else. When you took me that night and rutted inside me, you got me pregnant. You're the father. God, I'm sorry. I know this is a lot, but it feels so good to finally tell you. It's okay. Take it in. It's big news. Why don't you sit down beside me? Touch it. My tummy. It's your baby. I've wanted to tell you since I found out. But when you couldn't remember, I got scared. It was so hard when I told you and you touched my flat tummy. You were the first person I told, and you looked happy. I hoped you might confess to remembering, but you've truly forgotten. I haven't forgotten. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. No, in a good way. I fantasize about it. I replay it over and over again. At home, in bed, at work. How are you feeling? Tell me, honestly. I know, it's shocking. It's been so hard to work beside you every day and not tell you, especially when you've been a major help in so many little ways. You knew I was doing this alone and you've been so supportive. You're remembering? Just bits and pieces. That's good. Do you feel different knowing you impregnated me? That you bred me? I'm sorry, but I think it's what you wanted. The way you fucked me, the way you made sure your cum was deep inside, and the way you ignored my begging to pull out. You wanted to put your baby in me, on some level. The animal inside you had needs, instincts to fulfill. You made me feel like, oh God, so many things. I can't stop thinking about that night and about you. Oh, my instincts keep telling me to get closer to you. I don't know if it's the pregnancy hormones or something else, but I need you. I need the man who put his baby inside me and claimed my womb. I've been dressing differently for you at work. I think you've noticed. I've seen your eyes on me. Part of me hoped you'd sense the truth, even if you couldn't remember it. Let me show you. Feel here. It's small, but you can feel her or him. That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I couldn't stop myself. Not with you touching me like that and everything else. You're a wonderful friend, a perfect companion, and I know you'll be an incredible daddy and more. Oh, show me your wild side again. Show me that beast that knocked me up. Oh, I'm so glad you'll remember every detail of this night. Every day our baby gets bigger. I won't be able to keep it secret much longer. Wouldn't you like everyone to know who bred my fertile body? Oh, yes. Oh, do it. Take me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so hard. Just like I remember. Oh, give it to me. Pound my pregnant pussy. Fill me up again. Oh my God, I'm so wet. Oh, I could barely get through the story without touching myself. Oh, oh God, oh, stick it in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel even better the second time. Oh, you're thrust. Oh, they're incredible. Oh, my body needs you. Oh, oh, ever since you fucking bred me, since you fucked me like an animal, make me yours, Daddy. Fill my body. Oh, you're so fucking rough. I can take it. Keep going. Oh, ram it in. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, oh, you can come in me all you want. It's your pussy now. Oh, shit, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, it feels too good. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, you had to do it, didn't you? Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, finally. Oh, I've been dying for a second tumble with my beast. I've ached for that. I love you. I know, but I've loved you as a friend before, and now you've become so much more. I love both your sides. You're a sweet and kind man, and a rough and strong beast. Don't worry. I'll be able to keep up. I've been waiting for you to catch me again. We have a few weeks to make up for.